The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench with Mafia, hour number two, and Baylor's up 75-59 with just under 9 minutes to go in the national championship game in Indianapolis. Timmy is on the sideline, laying on his back with four fouls, taking pills, drinking water, the whole deal. And bottom line is, I think they just turned it over, Gonzaga ball. It's amazing to me that they're so sloppy. I think they're giving him he's on his stomach getting his leg worked on, and his for some reason it looks like he's got like some kind of pain in his lower back or in his buttocks. He's getting a massage on his left butt cheek right now, Mafia. I could use one of those once a week.
Maybe he got jacked up, you know, hitting the ground on that, you know, taking that charge, well, laying out that charge. You know, both those guys went flopping to the ground after that. Two big boys colliding like that might have put him in some pain there.
Do you think that he's asked the masseur for a non-disclosure agreement before massaging his left butt cheek so as to not be sued later for all kinds of money and having Timmy do something regretful like Deshaun Watson's problems? He's up to 22 people suing him now, civil lawsuits, 22 charges against him for sexual assault, 22 and counting. I've never seen anything like this guy with his sexual assault allegations. Every day there's a new one. It's just unbelievable. Like, how many masseurs can you have? How many bad cases of sexual assault can be thrown and levied against you? Gonzaga just missed both free throws. That's very convenient with 8.5 minutes to go. 75-59 Baylor. I keep telling you, all they need is some buckets or free throws, one or the other. Points. You add points, they'll never catch you. You're up this big. You got to just keep adding to it and finishing them off. They've done a great job with Gonzaga holding them to 59 points with 8 minutes left in the game. I can tell you that much. Mitchell doing whatever he wants. And they're going to call another call on Baylor. What is this call? Oh, my God. What is that call? Can you even explain that to me? How is that on Baylor? Are they saying it was a foul or that he was out of bounds?
I don't know.
Because if that was a foul, then I'm done. I'm jumping off the roof of my house because he didn't touch anybody. What?
He was out of bounds. Pretty much both feet were out when this guy touched the ball.
All right, fair enough. But I can't handle their foul calls. It makes me sick to my stomach. There's a jump ball. Whose ball is it now? They're calling another foul. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this a – you got to be kidding me. This is a foul. What is that? Do you see Drew? He's like, oh, my God. Oh my God, that call is so bad. Did you see that?
I did.
Did he not just get him in a jump ball?
Looked like a tie to me.
He called him for a foul. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. I don't even know what I'm watching. It's so unbelievable. You know what the refs are going to do in this game? When Baylor wins, they're still going to be calling fouls tomorrow morning when I get up for breakfast. They're still going to be calling fouls against Baylor.
So the trophy ceremony, they're going to blow the fouls.
All right, so we welcome in our radio affiliates to the program. Al Farrell, we love the program. Please pass me my pool moles. We welcome in Sirius XM Channel 204, our satellite partners, and Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana do Yawana. And then Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoo-bah, soldier, hoo-bah. It's Farrell on the bench with Mafia tonight. And we're watching the national championship game, and I'm cussing and yelling and screaming endlessly. 7:40 left, 75-59 Baylor. So what do you think, Mafia? Do they blow it or do they win the game?
No, they're going to win this, I feel like, even though you know the fouls haven't gone their way. There's been a lot of other issues. They've had problems with turnovers at times. I think that they're putting up enough points right now, especially from behind the arc, to keep all, you know, their control of this one. Because Gonzaga, if they want to get back in this, needs to hit threes, and they can't hit the damn three to save their life.
So they did hit one, though. They've hit three now, but you're right. And then Baylor's hit 10. And then the key is they finally went to the line. They had four free throws, I think, in the first half. And then how many?
They only had two in the first half.
You're right. 2 for 2 in the first half. Now they've shot 10 more. So they've gone to the line. And they've shot 11 of 12 from the line, 91%. And that's the difference because Gonzaga shot 18 and missed four. They're shooting 77%. So, I mean, I don't know what the call I just saw on that jump ball is laughable. It's so laughable. It's so funny. Every time there's been a jump ball, there's been three or four of them in this game. They just call a jump ball. Now they're calling fouls on Baylor when they get a jump ball. I mean, they're doing everything in their power, which is just they have all the power, the refs. They're doing everything they can to get Gonzaga back in this game. The last thing they want is to see them lose, and the last thing they want is to see a game be a blowout in the title game. They want it to be close, like the women's championship was last night with Stanford winning by one. That's what they want here. They want, in the last 7 minutes of this game, they want Gonzaga to come back and be a one-point game.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So they got him a flagrant foul, clear path on Butler. He grabbed Suggs on a steal, and Suggs made one of two free throws. And they get the ball, two in the ball. They're doing everything they can to let him back in the game. They're doing everything they can. Every call goes their way, you name it. Right now, it's 77-63. Baylor's up, and the Zags have the ball. And your boy Timmy just missed a turnaround, Jay. And he's got four fouls. So here's what I would do if I'm Baylor. I go right at him. Right at him. Right at him and right through him. And they got to call a foul. They got to be legit and call a foul. He fouls out. Game over. It's as simple as that. I go right at him. He's under the basket. Go right at him. There's a bucket right in his face. I told you, go right at him. He can't do a thing. He can't guard him. He can't play defense. Suggs with a brick. Loose ball. Baylor ball. Woo! What's happening? We got a dunk now. Oh, and the foul on Suggs. What's the matter, girly man? Why does it, you know, CBS should spend 25 minutes after the game talking about their perfect season, you know, up until tonight. Ayayi down on the court injured. I don't want anybody to get injured, though. I don't want anybody to get injured. They're taking him out. He can't even walk. Ayayi going to the bench. He hurt his knee or something. He can't even walk. I don't want that for anybody. He's in agony. He's done. Oh, yeah, he's done for tonight. I hope he's all right. He looked really injured. I don't want anybody to get injured. Mavia knows I get injured a lot. I play through it, though. He's a good player, Ayayi. There's no doubt about it. 79-63 Baylor. They're going to put up 80 on him. I mean, they cannot lose this game. They're up 80-63 with 5 minutes and change. And I'm talking about 5:15 and counting. I don't think they can make it up, Mafia. I just don't think they can make it up. You know, Baylor's playing too good. They just got a steal. Woo! Oh, I have house guests too, by the way. I'm waking everyone up at this point. I keep forgetting I'm in the Farella Palatial. By the way, Mafia, the new studios are almost done. I refuse to move into the new studio, the Magic City Studios at the Farella Palatial. Wings are free, the chicks aren't. I'm refusing to move into it until it's completely done and ratified by the local government. You know, and I'm talking about like it's got to have everything in there, furniture, the TVs, like everything set up, the modem, the router, the Ethernet lines, all the TV lines, all the cameras, all the radio mics and everything else. All of it has to be done and completely done right. I'm not going down in pieces where I'm like, I think I'll do the show now, like I'm doing it upstairs with just a chair and the camera and the mic and blah, blah, blah. I don't want that. I want it to be like fully locked and loaded. Furniture, the whole deal. Furniture, TVs running. Like the day I go in there, I want the TV to be running. Everything. I want it all to be in full access, all access. The Magic City Studios, Mafia. All access. You'll have a lifetime pass, Mafia.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, you've been describing it for weeks about how awesome it's coming along. I can't wait to see the finished product here.
Oh, the layup from Mitchell. It's getting ugly. They're up 19. They got the 19-point lead again. We're under 4 minutes, and Gonzaga's going to lose tonight. They are going to lose tonight. You lose. Everything was going great. 31-0. You lose. Going to match Indiana 76 Hoosiers, go undefeated, and be the greatest. You lose. Everything's under control. You got it all figured out. You got a greatest coach. He's never going to leave. His Spokane, greatest. You lose. Get a hold of yourself. And I got money on him. Baylor to win, and plus 4.5. Oh, shake it. Shake it. You lose. Hey, Mafia, do you think I get excited when the 76 Indiana Hoosiers will be the only team that ever mattered after tonight, after watching them go 31-0 and then lose to Baylor and then bet on Baylor? Hey, Mafia, you think I feel bad for Gonzaga?
Not in the slightest. I'm glad you're not a Dolphins fan as well. I have to put up with this every year.
Beautiful. I mean, this is just beautiful. In fact, I can't get enough of it. I won't even change the channel. The Leafs lead the Flames 2-1 after two periods, and Saddled him in for Alberta. Flames 3-1 on the Kings at Staples 5 minutes into the second. The Avalanche ended up winning that game in mini 5-4. Knights 6-1 over the Blues. Flyers in overtime over the Bruins. Jets by a goal over the Senators. Canadians in overtime over the Oilers. Boom, 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 boom. Baseball. Dodgers up 7-0 on the A's at the Astros in Oakland. Top four. Bases loaded. Dodgers looking to add to it. Astros up 4-1 over the Angels in Anaheim. Bottom four. Runners on first and second for the Angels. Nobody out. White Sox up 1-0 on the Mariners. Bottom three. Runner at third. Two outs. Giants up 2-1 to the Padres at Petco. Top four. Two outs. Nobody on. Winners. Yankees. Reds. Red Sox. Twins. Jays. Royals. Cards. Phillies. Cover. Cubs. Cover. Hit the Jays in Texas. Twins in Detroit. And the Yankees. And I'm rolling on the Dodgers, Astros, White Sox, and Padres. And those other four. 82-65. Baylor. 3:18 left. Can you even fathom? Can you even fathom? By the way, that Suns game, Suns win at 133-130 over the Rockets in H-Town. Can you even fathom that it's Baylor that's kicking Gonzaga's ass tonight, 82-65, as Scott Drew, this team, with all their three-point shooting, they've done it again tonight, shooting the three ball, 10 of 22 from downtown. You're looking at 45% from downtown, 3:15 left. And, well, I mean, you know, the bottom line is Baylor parties. Gonzaga needs to hold their head up high. Congratulate them. Go wash off and go home. You lose. That's it. Just be classy, lose, leave. Boom. That's it. That's what they do. Just so you know, teams win, they party. The loser just you go get shouting, get out, go. Get on a plane, go home. Wrap it up. Wrap it up with my love. Wrap it up with my love. And nothing, baby. You. I'm partying with that winning ticket tonight. You got that winning ticket. I'm waking up everyone, too. They're scared to death of me at the Varela Palatial, except for Boston, my dog.
Scott, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, Few took out all of his starters. It's a blowout. The undefeated teams to lose, 61 Ohio State, the Indiana State Sycamores in 79. There's been other ones. I don't know about, maybe it was not, it was in the Final Four, not the title game. So 45 seconds left. Baylor's going to win the national championship. And Suggs is pretty much crying in his coach's arms. And now his teammates' arms, he's bawling. They're very upset, obviously. It is what it is. They got their ass beat tonight, and that's it. And you know what? They love winning, and they're great at it. They win every time they play. They went 31-1. So it's like anything else. The Patriots went 18-1. They lost to the Giants. That's it. You go undefeated and then lose. You don't get it done, you lose. That's it. They didn't get it done. And here's to the 76 Indiana Hoosiers of Bob Knight. Yeah, boy, there you go. You don't like me? Blame them. Don't blame me. I got nothing to do with it. I bet on Baylor, though. You got to love making that money. There they are in Waco, going crazy down in Waco. They're having a super spreader party. It's out of control. Mafia's not having any of it. Baylor blows them out, and they're standing on the tables now. Not Suggs, not Gonzaga. The final, 86-70, that is an ass beating. They got pummeled. Butler had 22, Teague 19. Mitchell 15, 6 and 5. He was the man. Baylor wins the championship. Butler, 4 threes in the game. He had 7 dimes to go with it. Gonzaga having a team prayer right now after the game. God bet on Baylor. And then Suggs 22 for Gonzaga. Timmy Kispert, 12 apiece. So Timmy, the number was 21.5 on his total, and he gave him 12 and had 4 fouls, played with 4 fouls, and did nothing. They shut him down. They shut Kispert down. Suggs had a big game, I think, because of his steals, and I thought he went off. He had 2 big steals and buckets. He got fouled on the clear path, flagrant, shot 2, made 1. He was 4 of 6 from the line, 2 of 5 from downtown. He played their best on that squad. That was it. Nobody else did anything. They really didn't. And everybody got involved. I mean, literally everybody. Flagler had the 13. Mayer finally hit a shot. Vital had 6. Thamba even scored. Thamba hit 3 of 4 free throws. Flagler, 4 of 4 free throws. Butler, 6 of 6 free throws. How about they shot 16 of 18 from the line, 88%, almost 89%. And then 10 for 23 from downtown, 43.5%. And then 44.8 for the game. And bottom line is, Gonzaga shot better, 51% from the floor, but 29% from downtown, 5 of 17. And then they shot 71% from the line, 15 of 21. They had their problems at the line. Ayayi missed 1. Nebhard missed 3. Suggs missed 2. So they missed shots. And Butler, you know, bottom line is Butler played their ass off. They had 8 steals in the game. That's crazy, right? To 4 steals for Gonzaga. So Gonzaga goes 31-1. They lost. What a great bet that was to hit Baylor to win outright and the 4.5. Joe Lisi and I had it rolling tonight. With the Baylor call, with the double cover. Yeah, you lose. No mercy. Sweep the leg. Put him in a body bag. Finish him, Johnny. What did you think, Mafia, of that beating? I mean, can you even believe it that they got beat by that much?
I mean, that was one of the best performances we've seen in a while from, you know, a team in a national championship game. I mean, there's been some where they, you know, beaten teams or beaten lesser teams. I think, you know, all season long, we're sitting here waiting for Gonzaga Baylor. We almost got it in the non-conference. It didn't happen because of COVID. And you know, they were trying to make it happen, and they never could. But all along, it was, well, these are the 2 best teams all year. And, you know, it's them 2 and everybody else. And it's by a far margin. You know, who is the best one of these 2? And to see them, you know, actually meet up in the finals, and then Baylor to just drub them the whole time, just did whatever they wanted. They shot it outside, drained 3s. They put it inside. Like you said, no one was able to shut down Timmy. It didn't matter. The Mobley's 2 7-footers. It didn't matter. All these other teams that were trying to do things where they were, you know, playing off the pick and roll and not giving them room. He still was getting his every game, and Baylor just shut him out. And they shut down so much of that offense. They didn't give him the open 3s. And they just rolled it from start to finish. It's just incredible. You know, it shows not just that they're the best, but they're best by, you know, them with a bullet. They're better by a, you know, them over Gonzaga is the same step that everyone else was below Gonzaga. They're clear number 1 this year.
So there you go. They outscored them by 10 in the first half and by 6 in the second half. But at least Baylor outscored them both halves. They didn't lay down and let them come back. They were up 10 at the half. They should have been up 15, I said. And then the refs just let them keep going to the line, but they kept missing. And then you got the second half. They outscored them there, too. So that was it. Game over. You outscore them in the second half. You don't have to worry about anything. I did say several times during the show, all they got to do is score buckets. That's it. They're not catching them if they keep scoring. You got to score. You can't just go down and, you know, motion or offense, move the ball around, pass the ball around, and then miss the shot every time down. And they just keep coming down and scraping it off. You got to score. You got to put the ball in the hole, and they did. They finally started hitting shots and knocking down mid-range and floaters and dunks and everything else, layups. They did it all in the second half. They literally did it all. I mean, that guy, Butler, 6 for 14 from the floor, but 6 of 6 from the line. He was great. And they just got it done. That's all there is to it.
And there were a couple times where they had trouble scoring. There was like the stretch from like 5.5 minutes. I think it was from like 11 minutes to the 6 in that second half. There were a couple of times, like you said, in the first half where Gonzaga was coming back, where they had their runs where Baylor wasn't getting a field goal. You know, all they got was, you know, a couple of free throws here or there. And it didn't matter because the second they started scoring again, they scored in bunches, went on their own run. There never was. Gonzaga goes on a run and Baylor just kind of matches them when they get back to the scoring. It was Gonzaga goes on the run and Baylor puts the pedal down and goes another 10 points up.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that. It was 47-37 at the half. And then you get it up to the point where Butler made three from Mitchell. It was 53-39. You get up to Thamba making free throws. It's 56-41. And really, Suggs was the only guy doing anything. Layup here, layup there, scoring left and right. JTT makes it with the dunk, 58-45. Vital had a layup, 60-49, Baylor. Teague, a jumper, 64-51. They just kept scoring. Flagler, 3, boom, 67-51. Now it's getting ugly. They're up 14 after Ayayi makes a layup. Butler, free throws, boom, both of them he makes, 68-69-53. Mayer makes a jumper, finally scores in the game, 71-53. You just keep raking. Suggs, the only one doing anything. Suggs, again, a three. Suggs did everything. But Kispert hit a three. That was a miracle. But they were still down 13 with 7 minutes left. And then Mitchell, a beautiful layup. It was 82-63. And then whatever. You get a late three by Gonzaga. They're down 16. That's how it ended. So, I mean, they just kept scoring, and that was it. And that's all they needed to do. Just keep scoring, and they won't catch you. And in fact, they built it from 19, got it to 10, and then in the second half, they got it back up to 19, and they win it by 16. That was a beatdown, any way you slice it. And they were very dangerous in the tournament. Baylor played fabulously. They nailed more threes than anybody. Their defense was sick. Mitchell was just a savage defender. I thought they were fantastic. They're getting their trophy now. The Baylor Bears, Scott Drew, huge. What a job he's done. 18 years in Waco, and he wins a national championship. He's got to be on top of the world. The Baylor Bears with the beatdown of the undefeated season no more Gonzaga Bulldogs.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All Pharrell on the bench. Baylor wins it, and they're celebrating now. It's very uncomfortable because Jim Nance is doing the interview with Scott Drew, and he's standing like 3 feet away from him. I mean, he's like, he's already like crushing the social distancing thing. He's like 3 feet away from him because Drew can't hear him. And meanwhile, he's on in the stadium. Like he's in Indy. He's at the Lucas, and they have him on the sound system inside the arena. And when he talks, it is so loud. You could hear him 5 miles away if they open the doors up. That's how loud it is. But Drew can't hear him. For some reason, he cannot hear him. Everyone else can. It's so loud. It is so loud. Like, you can hear him for miles. But he can't hear him. So it was the most uncomfortable championship interview ever. Every question he asked him, the guy was like, what? What did you say? And then, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. And then, I can't hear a word you're saying to me. It was so uncomfortable. Like, four times he said it. He's like, I can't hear you. And everyone else could hear him. They could hear him in Mars. But Scott Drew couldn't hear him. It was really uncomfortable. Anyway, they're celebrating now, and Mafia got so flustered he turned it off. He just wasn't having it. Did you see this story, honestly, about Paul Pierce? That he, I guess, like, it, you know, it is what it is, right? You can't tell me it's not news. That he got fired, apparently. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's the report that I'm seeing all over the place, that he got fired from ESPN. And you know why, Mafia, that he got fired?
Yeah, I've seen the story. It's see, social media bites you again.
You got to not go to the party where there's strippers twerking, right? Or whatever you want to call them.
I put it live on Instagram.
Right. So, like, what would you describe them as? Like, I don't even know what was going on there, but there was a lot going on there. And the video was just erotica. It was like it was basically, you might as well have been at a strip club, right? And it was just graphic in nature, and you just can't have it. And then when I saw it, it actually happened like Friday. I saw it. And when I saw it, the first time I saw it, I swear to God, when I watched the video on Instagram or whatever, I saw this thing, or Twitter, wherever the hell I saw it. I don't even know. My son sent it to me or whatever. And when I saw it for the first time ever, I thought to myself, he's going to get fired. Because they're just not having it. These companies are not having it. They're not having you out. They're paying you tons of money or whatever to do. He does like the jump. He's on that all the time, right? And he's, you know, I'm sure getting paid handsomely. And all I know is they're just not having some guy in some, you know, I don't know what was happening there, but there was a lot happening twerk-wise and just almost, you know, full on. It was sex city. All I know is I saw it and I was like, he's going to get fired because they're Disney. They're not having it. They're just not having that. We're one of their talents out. And, you know, from what I'm like, I don't know anything really in life, but I think he's, I could be wrong. Mafia, maybe you could see. I was under the assumption that he was like, you know, had a family. Do you think that's inaccurate? You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for. Mafia is on a mission from God right now to look up his social life to see if he's married. I hope for God's sake he's not married. You know what I mean? Because if he's not married, that would be ideal. Oh, he is married. He's got 3 kids, 2 daughters, and a son. So there you go. And I'm sure they're thrilled with the videos. I don't know. He was at some party or something, and there was all kinds of flesh. There was all kinds of flesh for fantasy, Billy Idol style. Flesh for fantasy. She wanted. Remember that one? Anyway, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. What did you think, Mavi? Did you think that Disney was going to have any of that? When you saw that video, what was the first thing that crossed your mind about what was going on in that party?
Well, first of all, Scott, I'm kind of confused because you're talking about your son showing it to you and, you know, you watching it on your phone. I was under the impression that was the opening of the Magic City Studios at the Frohlo Palatial. I thought he was at your place. I didn't know he was somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're finding out from TMZ the first time? I thought he was at your house.
That was at the Magic City Studios at the Frohlo Palatial. Paul Pierce's twerking party.
Yeah, once you see that, you're like, dude, what are you thinking? You know, it's one thing when you're just a player doing some stupid like that, or when you are, you know, working for some of these other, even some of these other companies, you're not going to have that, especially with the way that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with cancel culture, people just trying to shut everybody down. But when cancel you work culture. For ESPN that is owned by Disney, they just shut down Gina Carano and, you know, made it like she never existed in The Mandalorian because she wrote some right-wing posts. And you think you hanging out with strippers, you know, smoking weed, throwing chips around, you know, getting lap dances is going to be okay by your employers? You're out of your damn mind.
You know what? On a bright note, he actually, you know, I think, you know, my guess would be, I would guess that he made a lot of money. You know what I mean? In the NBA. And if he was somewhat bright, he would have done his best to save some of that money.
Well, you just cancel that right there. If he was somewhat bright, because if you're somewhat bright, you know, it's one thing if you get busted by someone else putting that out there. But if you're somewhat bright, you don't put it out there yourself on your own Instagram Live and incriminate yourself. So he's not obviously somewhat bright.
So he's not bright, but do you think he saved any of the couple $100 million he made playing in the NBA? He had to have, right? Like, so he's got to have money. I think my guess, you know, he just stopped. He won a championship too. So he lives large and he's, you know, not going to, apparently, I don't even know. That's what I'm hearing. He's done there. So if he's done there, then he's going to have to, you know, have a cooling off grace period where he cools off from this controversy. And then he may never do it again. Who knows? He may just say, you know what? Screw it. I'd rather live life. I don't need this. Screw you. Have a lousy day. Because he doesn't need it. I don't, maybe he does. Who knows? Maybe he needs some money. Maybe he blew all his money. My guess is he didn't blow all of his money and that he's got money and a life and a family and he's good to go with the money he made in the NBA. And I think he probably doesn't, my guess would be he doesn't need to work. Would you guess that, Mafia? Like after he loses this job, what do you think? He's going to go running back to Boston to do something on local TV there. I bet that's what he does.
I mean, it's easy to say, like, you shouldn't have to work when you make that kind of money, but so many of these guys do have to work eventually because they do something stupid with it. Like you said, whether they're outspending it and tossing around playing poker like we're just seeing, gambling it away and just doing whatever, or, you know, sometimes these guys try to use that money, and in order not to work, they make investments with it, and they don't know what they're doing with those, and they make bad investments, and all of a sudden it's all gone, and you got to go back and be a spokesman for some crappy company or take some pity job with a team. So you hope that he doesn't have to. You hope that he's set up and well and that his family's taken care of. But plenty of these guys do stupid stuff with ridiculous amounts of money that you and I would live off of, you know, for generations. And somehow they blow it in, you know, 10 years.
What do you think of his family, like his wife and his kids, after they saw him, like, inviting women to the party? He was like, come on through. I mean, we're out here in Lipstick City. Come on through. We got it all going on here. And it right over his shoulder, he's got chicks just completely almost naked doing just horrible things. And I thought it was fantastic. When I saw it, I just thought it was fantastic. I thought it was fantastic. But I thought, Matt, is this guy going to have some problems with his wife? He's doomed. I mean, it is just on. The problems are on. They're on the way. They've already arrived. They've already landed right in his house. He can't even go home. She might kill him. Who knows? Like Baylor killed Gonzaga tonight, you lose.
You want to know how I feel about you? Boo. Boo on you.
Boo on you. Zags. How about them Hoosiers of 76? Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers. Dodd Fisher, along with Max Skirvin from Assembly Hall, Bloomington, Indiana, the Indiana Hoosiers. Right out of the... Gang, 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 gang. bum 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 bum. I feel like Mercury Morris right now, Mafia. Of course, every year, Mercury Morris and his boys party down in South of LA when the Dolphins keep that undefeated streak going. 72 Dolphins sign champagne. They all want to come to Magic City at the Perella Palacio. Check out. They always celebrate when they somebody loses. And now I'm watching this Few guy do the post game interview. It's just got to be so devastating for them to go 31-1 and lose. I mean, and not only lose, but get your ass stomped. That's it. Like, nobody wants to be mean about it. Everybody wants to be nice. And, you know, I didn't think Baylor rubbed it in their face at all because they respect them too much. When you're 31-0, you got respect. That's why there's respect here and there's no, you know, I thought Baylor behaved really well overall, Mafia, in that game. They didn't talk smack or anything. There was no arguments, no shoving, no anything, no attitude. It was just straight ball, and there was nothing. There was no sideshow at all with players getting into it or anything like that. It was just straight ball, and I think they respect each other, and everybody feels bad for Gonzaga that they lost.
Well,
and the perfect season went down the drain, but not me. I told you the whole way. I wanted them to lose the whole way. So, I don't know. I don't know many people. I mean, I had a good time. I thought it was fabulous watching it. In fact, when I'm done doing the show tonight, I may go eat like a 5-pound bag of M&Ms. Everybody knows crack addicts love candy.
That's one.
Everybody knows crack addicts love candy.
No soup for you.
I loved that game tonight. And they're cutting down the nets now. There's all kinds of action. I think they're about to cut down the nets. I can't keep track of all of it. There's Carver High's favorite player, Metro Golden Mayor, the mullet head. I just saw Assembly Hall, one of the sites of the NCAA tournament. I thought they did a great job in the state of Indiana with all the tournament sites, and I thought it was a great NCAA tournament. You would have never known the difference, in my opinion, with the amount of fans that they let go and this and that. I thought they did a great job with it. It was incredible. It was amazing. And Baylor won it all. You lose. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
I actually thought that, Butler ended up the most outstanding player. He had 20.7 assists. First player since Melo in 03 to do that. And he got it on tonight, I'll tell you what. And I actually, you know, I said this on Coast to Coast today, and I'll say it again in terms of, you know, the fact that what Baylor had to do to win this game was, you know, the other night they beat Houston, no problem, blew them out. I mean, kicked their ass up and down the court in the Final Four, and then they just went to the hotel and chilled, and then they came to play this game. And then Gonzaga, what they did was they had to play the most stressful, most physical, most difficult, longest, just everything game with UCLA that ended up going to overtime. And then they went on this miracle half-court heave by Suggs. Then they celebrate for 2.5, 3, 4, 5 hours. I mean, they absolutely, like, after that game, just the presser alone was 2 hours. Listening to them talk about how crazy a finish it was and how miraculous the shot was. Eventually, they go back to the hotel. Everybody thinks it's no problem. They wait, till Monday. They'll be fine. And I thought just literally going into the game, all that, and they had to go through all that, and then just they had to come back, and they had to seal the deal. Seal the deal, Volbeat. Anyway, and they couldn't do it because I think they shot their wad on Saturday in terms of, I mean, it sucked the life out of them. That was like a scene in itself. That was like a national championship in itself. They were like the U.S. hockey team. They had to go and win the gold, and they didn't get it done. Baylor, it was easy money. They just kicked their ass. They were the better team all night long. They led both halves. Great job, Mavia. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Good night.